Blog Talk Radio.
Much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the victory that we have in Jesus Christ, and the process that we go through that leads us to the overcoming testimony that we add to every single time we submit to God, we walk in faith, and we walk in the victory that has already been given to us through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. This faith walk is an Abraham type of faith where we see the manifestation of what God has allowed us to see in the spirit realm, and we pull it from eternity into time. As God showed Abraham the stars, and he was able to capture and see in the spirit what God was going to do in the future, he was able to hold on in faith and lead God for Jesus to show up in time, the timing of what God said in the 42 generations ahead of him. But he was able to see it, grab it, believe it, stand on it, and proclamate that word through the generations as he spoke it to Isaac, and Isaac did the same with his sons and so on until Jesus shows up on the scene. And the Bible lets us know in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he came, then we have not only received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but we also receive the blessings of Abraham, the process of their thing that we go through. Abraham was able to sojourn through different places and let God process him for the place of handling birth to everything that he said. So we believe, God, that as we go through this faith walk, having favor with God and man, and we are allowing ourselves to go through the process of faith to see what God is going to do and process with through us, give us an overcoming testimony, feels like courage and obedience in him, we see the release of great things in our lives. Today, I'm going to encourage you in the Word of God, and I want you to be encouraged knowing that the Word God says concerning your life, has to prosper. And the thing that God says in Isaiah chapter 55, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher, as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than yours. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return back unto me void, but it shall accomplish everything in which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it." In other words, God has a word that he's spoken over your life. Jesus is the word, and so he is the word that lives inside of us, that prospers, that causes us to grow, to cause us to understand, walk in the knowledge and the truth of who he is, to grab a hold to faith, to believe his report, and to see the demonstration of God in our life like never before. He is also the word that God has spoken concerning us, and the word of God that is in it, that we read about, not by the letter, but by the spirit, that goes forth inside of our spirits to prosper, to grow, to increase, to walk in the spiritual things that God has prepared for us so that we might prosper in all the ways, in every area of our life that the word of God has already commanded, already spoken, and already has been established. Because whatever God speaks to us, whatever God says to us, it is already established, as the word of God says in the book of Psalms. It's already established in the heavens. In other words, it's already been performed. It's already been done. It's already been finished. It's sitting around the throne of God. And as we access heaven, as we pray the prayers of faith, as we believe God, as we decree and declare, as we stand on the word of God, that which has already been finished and that we see in eternity and pull down with our faith, we manifest in the earth in time so that now that victory, that same authority shows up and it gives and yields the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of God's power and authority, the fruit of God's character and attributes, the fruit of his faithfulness and his authority, the fruit of his whole creation concerning our lives, concerning his will for our lives, concerning what he wants for our lives. And it manifests the fruit that goes into attributes and characters that produces God continuously in our life and in the areas that God has already said to prosper and to have good success. So as we stand on the word of God, as we move in that, we're going to see the life of God come in and do mighty, mighty things. Does not mean that the enemy's not going to form a weapon. Doesn't mean that he's not going to try you. Doesn't mean that he's not going to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But it lets you understand that because of God's word that has been already established and spoken concerning your life, that thing must come to pass. Because God can lie and it cannot fail. It has to prosper and bear the fruit of what he says in the spirit and in the natural. It has to show up with the attributes of God's faithfulness and God's life and God's truth, God's power and authority that speaks profoundly to the greatness of God and the faithfulness of God concerning you. But what God even lets us understand, the thoughts he has planned for us and his thoughts and his plans are for good success, for an expected end to bring forth something that's going to honor him and glorify him, not only in the heaven, but also in the earth. And that you will bear the fruit of righteousness that others will be drawn to by the light and the life of God, by the salt of who he is in you and through you. And that is a marvelous thing because that speaks to how God has come in and did a wonderful work in your life, and yet he's still working, and he's taking you from height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, and glory to glory. And as you believe the report of the Lord, as you stand on his word, you will see that power, that life, that truth manifesting in your life, because God has given us authority, and authority has to go forth in the place of prosperity, in the spirit realm of what he's spoken to us. So he says, he lets us understand that my word shall not return back unto me void. In other words, it's got to prosper in the thing that is in it. It has power and it's been given an assignment and it cannot return back to God not fulfilling the assignment of what he said. God's word never, ever returns back empty, never returns back unaccomplished, never returns back not being fulfilled. It has to be fulfilled in what he says. The world, as we see now, was spoken by the word of God, and because it was spoken by the word of God, and because God's word is still spinning, it's Alpha, his Alpha and Omega to something. Because God is saying, let there be to it, it must still be established and produce the prosperity of the life, of the truth, of the fruit, of whatever it is that he said. It has to be fertile. It has to be fertile in what he says. So when he sends out his word, God's word has to be fertile. And it has to go in and produce a continuous result that grows, that increases, that multiplies, that shows God's greatness. So where we started off, where we once started off, we should not be there now in our faith walk. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his word is prospering in us. It is stretching us. It's causing us to understand God more. It's causing us to understand his knowledge, his word, his will, his life, his truth for us. And so as we, that word that he's spoken concerning us, that word that's been revealed to us, that preached word, that word that we read begins to prosper and increase more and more in our lives, showing the greatness of God and the change that he's making and has made in our life, and how we are putting away every childish thing, every old thing, every habit that does not reflect his righteousness. And we're moving more and more in the grace of God and the spirit of God and the life of God, being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. And it, as we do, the victory of the King, the victory of our Lord shows up to be the answer against every incident, every situation, every circumstance. It shows up as the victory. It says, our God lives greatly. And because of the word that he's spoken concerning us, It has to prosper in the thing that he says. It has to show up from eternity into time, because our faith says we believe God. Be it unto us according to our faith, according to what we know to be the truth, reality of our life. Our faith is the reality of our life. It is what we live by. It is what we move by. It's what we walk by. It is not something that we pick up from time to time. We walk by faith. We live by faith. Our faith pleases God. Without faith, we cannot please him. And our faith is what we have to constantly say, I will live in what I know to be the reality. I will live in the word of God and the truth of what he says. And I will pull down every vain imagination that argues and rests and wrestles with my God's word, God's truth, God's life, God's authority, God's promises for me. I'll pull it down because I understand what God has spoken, and his word will never return back to it. It has to prosper. So whatever he said concerning my life, concerning his will for my life, concerning what he wants to do in my life, has to prosper, because he sent out a word that cannot go back. It has to be accomplished. This is an irrevocable promise that we have. These are irrevocable words of eternal life that we have. This is the intent of God. This is what he willed. And he willed this before we ever showed up on the scene. He willed that we prosper and be blessed. He willed that we live in a relationship with him and that we live righteously before him. He willed that his son was going to pay the price for us. And he was going to be our father, and that he was going to prepare us for to be his bride, and everything else. So everything that God has said, spoken concerning us, has to prosper in what he said. And he will cause time to bend and bow so that his divine will can be done in our lives, and we can see the greatness of his power released like never before. And I don't care what your life is looking like. I don't care what the enemy's saying, what circumstances are coming against you. You have a word from the Lord. You have a word spoken by God through the Bible and the word of Jesus, the word that he is the word. He is the word. He is the eternal logos. He is the eternal life. He is the eternal authority that stands and remains. When everything else in this world will pass away, the word of God, Jesus Christ, will stand and remain forever. So that word that is spoken towards us and spoken for us and spoken in us and now lives in us has to prosper, has to produce, has to manifest everything that God says, because he cannot lie. And our hope and our faith is in him. Our hope and our faith is in God and his word and his promises and his truth. When our ways please God, when our alignment with him is the way it's supposed to be, when our obedience and submission is the way it's supposed to be, he makes every enemy our footstool. He makes everything that tries to rear its head now be put under our feet as we walk and live in the authority of God, decreeing, declaring his word, knowing that it is true, that it is established, and it has to produce the life, the attributes, the character of God, even as he's producing these things in us, as we move in faith, move in grace, move in the knowledge of who he is. He will not fail us. I don't care what it looked like and how long it's been or what obstacles you face, God will never fail us. God will never fail us. His word never becomes void, empty, or vain, or without producing the effects that he sent it to do. His word will never, ever, ever not be able to have the power to back up what he says. It will accomplish always, produce always the intent of him, the results of him, the fruit of him, and everything that he wills. Everything that he says has to be that. Every word that God speaks in our life has to be a seed harvest or harvest seed time. It has to show up. Do not be weary in your well-doing. Don't be exhausted. Don't look at the circumstances, but look at your faith and look at your God and look at what he said concerning your life and watch the prosperity of that word as you abide and live in him. Show up in your life, producing continuously everything that he says. He's faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there as we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny of God. Know that you are more than a conqueror and victorious in Jesus Christ through your overcoming testimony, through the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony in him. Have an absolute great day and conquer the things that shall never conquer you as long as you stand in faith. God has given you an assignment that will prosper in your life and produce him every day. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you.